You're listening to SBS News.
Even while announcing the decision to create a national database of child sex offenders in Australia, Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton admitted support for the effectiveness of one is mixed.
There's split opinion in the community around whether or not a register will be effective, but if it saves one child, if it prevents one child from falling prey to a paedophile in our country, then it's something that's worth pursuing.
The government wants to create a single national register of convicted child sex offenders. It would make the offender's name, photograph and postcode available on a website, but it wouldn't include their home address. Mr. Dutton says it's a sensible balance between the rights of the child and the right to privacy.
Now, this is not an extreme measure. It's not too soft, it's not too hard, but it does, I think, find a sensible middle path. It doesn't identify people's addresses, but it does say that somebody living in your postcode has a sexual history, has a sexual offender's history, and I don't think that's unreasonable.
The minister says there's been an almost 80% increase in child abuse and exploitation in Australia between 2017 and 2018. The coalition needs the states to support the idea because while it would be a national scheme, it would be state police who contribute to and update the register. There are already small-scale schemes in Victoria, Western Australia and the Northern Territory, which are similar to the government's proposal. And Australia already has a national child offender system, but it's only accessible to police agencies. Critics were quick to dismiss Mr. Dutton's announcement as a political stunt. Hetty Johnston, the founder of prominent child protection group Braveheart, says the registry would create a false sense of security for the community.
I'll lay down my life for these kids. I truly will. But we cannot, as a nation, go spending money on stuff that is more of a political solution than it is a social solution.
RMIT University researcher Marietta Martinovic says a national database risks further alienating sex offenders and increases their potential to re-offend.
All the research is saying that you should make them more inclusive once they have paid their repentance to society. They've done their time, they've done their parole, they've done their extended supervision orders. You know, there has to be a time when people have to be able to start living a new life.
The United States has a public register of sex offenders, which includes their name, photographs, residential and work addresses, and vehicle registration. And in the United Kingdom, parents can ask police if a person has a history of child sex offences. Back in Australia, the opposition says it will consider the government's proposal. Miles Morgan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.